Spending time one-on-one with Dr. Kerry Williams and, again, the folks from Med Club Bartlesville, Med Club Clinic, medclub.clinic. I'll get the website out there in just a moment or so. And, of course, Shannon Painter spending a little bit of time with us. Shannon, you told me just before we went on the air that Dr. Williams answers the phone.
Yes, she does. She answered the phone today. In fact, we have a new patient coming in tomorrow, and her reason was she called the clinic and the doctor answered the phone. She was shocked at that, and then she told me, I'm coming in because I liked her voice. Because she, it's the way she comes across, you know, the way she talks to people, you know, and she looks right at you, and that's why she's coming in.
And I'm sure that it's the personality in that voice.
Very much so, right? So you could tell she's not rushing, and she's not pushing you off or whatever. You know, I think the one day you answered the phone, you talked to a patient for 30 minutes.
Wow.
Just trying to talk to her about stuff, you know, becoming a patient. So, yeah.
I think many practices would call that billable hours.
Right. There you go. There you go. And the fact have the doctor answer the phone is something else, too.
Well, I can't think of a time in my experience that has gone on since I graduated from high school, and that's been a few decades. Mm-hmm. It's not part of today's medical practice model.
No, it is not. It is not. You know, from when I worked in the before, they would call for the doctor. All we could do was leave a message, and they're lucky they got called back that day.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, because people, you know, they get anxious and they want to know right away their answer.
Well, usually, if you're calling the doctor's office, unless it's you realize that you haven't had a physical for a year,
right?
Something's wrong. You're hurting. You got a cough. You got fever. You got you got blood. Well, it's something other than the ordinary, or you probably wouldn't have called.
Absolutely, yes.
And so this is something that it's a different type of model. It's a subscription fee-based, like a gym membership, like Netflix, like a cable bill. It is a subscription. You're buying fee for service.
Yes. Yes.
But by the same token, when you go in on a typical insurance office call, you're going to look at your card and it's going to say office call deductible $20.
Yes.
You're not charging that deductible.
No deductible. So if you have to bring your child in for the initial visit and then have to come back like once a week for a few weeks, there's no copay. Where a normal practice, you would have to pay a copay each time.
That adds up.
Yes, it does add up. And who can budget for that?
Well, it's difficult because you don't know how many times you're going to go in a month, a week, a year.
Right, right, right.
And so even if you've got, I don't care, the best insurance out there, you still are going to have deductibles and copays, or we cover 15 visits a year for this, but after that it's whatever it is.
Right.
Doctor, this is just not the way you do business.
It is now. And it is now in Bartlesville.
I think that's amazing, and that you have brought your practice to Bartlesville. Again, you are in the former Bowles Jewelry building right on 75. You're easy to find, and you got parking.
We have great parking and great access. We're at 2301 Southeast Washington Boulevard, across the street, across Highway 75 from McAllister's.
Yep. Now, if a business is looking to save money, you can spend some time with you or with Shannon, and you can suggest ways that their entire staff, all their employees, can save money overall by coming to see you.
Absolutely. In today's healthcare climate, the insurance costs keep rising, and it is a major portion of employers' budgets. And as it keeps going up, they're looking for innovative ways to save money. And this is the reason that this is catching fire across the nation. And we have municipalities that are participating. There's one in North Carolina that saved one county and its employees saved over $1 million.
I'll bet this is a boon to the self-employed person too.
This is perfect for the self-employed person. First of all, a self-employed person is generally everything to their business. So they're very, very busy, and they may not have as flexible a schedule as they think.
If they're not working, they're not making money.
That's exactly right. And then budgets are usually very, very slim.
And so it's a matter of this exclusive access. Same day or early next day appointments most of the time for your patients. That says something, I think, to a lot of people.
It should, because the amount of time it takes to get your appointment, let alone your wait time in the waiting room, then you go into the exam room and wait some more. And the average time across the nation that a doctor will spend with the patient is about 7.3 minutes. And how much of that is in the computer?
I don't know, and I'm not going to put a number on it. I'll just say it adds up. First of all, it adds up that time I spent in the waiting room before I ever got called back for the nurse to take my vitals.
And you hope the magazines aren't too dated.
I may have read the same one before, I don't know.
Yes.
But it's a matter then of I'm taking time out of my schedule, whether it's before work, after work, whatever my schedule is, sit in the waiting room, get called back, sit there for at least a couple of minutes before someone takes my vitals, and then you know it's more than that 7.3 minutes before the doctor comes in.
Correct. And you know, is this really worth a half day's vacation if you're employed somewhere, or is it worth a half a day of taking off from your business?
Let's say a person is of Medicare age. Does that change any of the thing of the way you handle your practice? You're still dealing on a cash basis with your clients,
yes,
right?
Yes. We do not take Medicare, Medicaid, or third-party payers. It's a matter of access. In this town, we've lost over 30 doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is difficult, if you're not already established with the physician, to get in with the physician.
What about referrals?
Oh, because we're a primary care physician, we can refer. We're not like an urgent care or ER that cannot refer.
And so, if I'm your patient, I'm your patient, and if I need to see some other specialty, you've got the relationship to refer.
Yes, we do.
And I think that's important for all those other annual things that maybe you need to, let's say if you have a colonoscopy or something, you can make that referral.
Certainly can. And those preventive things, we will keep track of them.
Remind me when it's time again.
Yes.
I understand you've got what's called a procedure room.
We do. We were very fortunate to have the luxury of space. So we have an extra large procedure room with a surgery light, so we can do more types of skin procedures and other injuries and things like that.
So I'm just going to take that one step further then. If say, I don't know, you need to have a mole removed, something like that, you can take care of that right there.
Yes, we can. And it is part of your monthly fee. It is not an extra charge. Now, the pathology of the mole, we have negotiated discounted prices with a lab that they pick up once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be responsible for that, but it'd be markedly less.
And I was going to about ready to say that that would be whatever, let's say a pathologist would charge through the traditional system. I'm going to pay less.
Yes, sir. You certainly would.
Shannon, this is something you were kind of excited about in between, just before we went on the air, that this is something that you feel sets your practice apart, makes you special.
Right, right. Because the fact that they can, it's like a one-stop shop, you know, to a point, you know. So, like, if a patient has to go into, like, an ER, they go into an ER or an urgent care, they don't have that ability to referral. So now they got to go back to their doctor and pay another copay to get that referral, to go to that referral doctor and pay another specialty copay. So everything is, those extra steps are taken out by coming to Med Club, and she'll take care of that. And the procedures, you're not paying for a doctor, but you just have to pay for, like, the supplies.
You gave me an example of someone who needed, I think, some sutures.
Yes, he came in on a Friday, and we're not open Fridays, but the doctor's always there. And he came in bleeding everywhere, and she took care of him and sent him down to get an x-ray, and all he had to pay was $4, and that was just for the supplies she used.
Do you have discounted prices on x-rays, too?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So all
we have an established relationship with another physician who has x-rays that can do our extremity x-rays. at very, very discounted rates.
How young a patient can you take?
We can take infants on up to the elderly patient.
And I think it's important sometimes that that whole family gets the opportunity to, if necessary, come in at the same time.
We like seeing them together, too, because a family that's well. And they usually get sick together, too.
You've noticed that.
Another thing she does that is really good is that she will take the husband and the wife together. They don't have to, you know, her come first and then she leaves and he comes in. She takes them together and they like that because then they can hear each other's and, you know, listen to what they need to do. And
wait a minute, the guy gets the benefit of his wife reminding him that he had this heartburn 2 weeks ago?
Yes. Yes.
What a great idea.
It is. It is. You know, and how, you know, when you get old, even myself, you forget what the doctor says, you know, and stuff. So it's nice to have someone else there, but it's nice to have the husband and wife together. Oh. And she did that at her other practice. But when I was working, they never did that in any of the practices I did. And so that's a benefit, I feel.
Well, it sounds as though you are truly in the business of family practice.
Certainly are.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And with we do not handle, though, immunizations, not yet.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, since you brought it up, if someone needs immunizations, most of the folks probably have their school shots by now. But if you, this is still flu shot season, it's still occasionally somebody may need a pneumonia vaccine or something like that.
We offer a few vaccines, and a flu shot is included with your membership.
Okay.
We also have tetanus. So those basic vaccines for adults.
The things that nearly everybody would need at some point in time on a, well, I guess I can say recurring basis, not every year, sometimes it's every 5 years or 10 years, but a recurring basis.
Yes.
So that's something that, again, that's part of the membership fee.
It is. And so when you're, if you get a laceration that needs to be repaired, it is time for your tetanus shot. We'll give you a tetanus shot at a discounted fee.
And I'll bet you don't have to ask when's the last time you had one.
We will have it on our records.
Med Club Bartlesville services. Again, we're talking about unlimited office visits, annual wellness exams. I didn't think about it. I'll bet you do sports physicals and school physicals and everything like that, too.
They are included in the membership for our members.
And so that's an important part of the service. What percentage of a typical patient can you take care of their medical needs? I think it was like 80-85%, something like that, typically?
Most primary care doctors mm-hmm. can take care of between 85-90% of the most common ailments in the United States.
And I know, Shannon, I don't think I mentioned your last name, Shannon Painter. You're the typically the smile that we get to talk to when we call in, unless the doctor's answering her own phone.
Right.
And typically the first face we see when we walk in the door.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Become a patient at the clinic. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. There's that free initial, I'm going to call it conversation.
Right. One-on-one. I call it one-on-one with the doctor. And you get to know the doctor. You get to meet her and go over your needs and what you want and what you expect. And you can kind of tell right then, you know, oh, I'm going to like this doctor. And, you know, so far everybody stays.
You know, I bet she's your doctor.
She is. She is. And she's my friend.
I think that says a lot. We've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. You're not just going to the doctor. You're going to see your friend.
You're going to see a friend. Yes. You want to make... look forward, you know, like you go to get your hair done, you look forward to it because that hairdresser is your friend and you can talk over anything. You know, it's just very comfortable setting.
And you can unload all your problems and leave them in the office even.
Yes, yes, it is. We have some that are just so much fun when they come in. They really are.
Doctor, you also feel you're kind of a consultant for your patients. If they have a question about, you know, how do I take this med in the morning or at night? What's the best course of you know, diet and that sort of thing for patients?
We are so fortunate to have the luxury of time to explain those things, and the compliance on the medication and other medical treatments skyrockets if you understand it, because no one likes to be told to do something. An explanation goes a long way.
Yeah, even though it says take in the morning on the label. That's
yes.
Great. Okay, we're talking with Med Club of Bartlesville. Give them a call today, 918-214-8200, or check out that website and medclub.clinic.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We'll talk one-on-one again real soon on 1400 K1.